Welcome to the Grasscast, a weekly podcast from the Bluegrass Blog, brought to you by Accutab and Clear Blue Productions. Each week we'll feature interviews and discussions with bluegrass newsmakers from all over the world, hosted by Brant Gillihan and John Lawless.
Today on the Grasscast, we feature another interview that was recorded at the 2005 IBMA convention in Nashville, Tennessee. This interview is with Liz Meyer. Liz is a singer-songwriter from the Washington, D.C. area who now lives in Europe. She travels with a bluegrass band made up entirely of Czechoslovakian musicians, and we're going to talk with Liz about that, her latest CD, The Storm, and a little bit about the European world of bluegrass. So here's the interview. Thank you, Liz, for stepping in and talking with us.
Hey, thanks for having me over.
Yeah. For those that don't know, why don't you just introduce what it is that you do.
Well, I am first a singer-songwriter and primarily a bluegrass songwriter, not 100%. And I live near Amsterdam in Holland, but I'm from the Washington, D.C. area.
Okay.
That's why my English is so good, as I keep being told. And I tour with a band of wonderful young musicians from Prague and the Czech Republic, all award-winning, kind of famous in their country, you know, Czech bluegrass players who are great. I've been doing this a long time, and I have a few albums out.
Okay. Well, share with us for a moment about your newest album. I've been hearing rumors of it on the horizon, if you will. I'm making a very poor analogy thing here, but the album name is The Storm.
That's right. It's called The Storm, and I am about the luckiest person alive when it comes to playing with fantastic musicians, and The Storm is no exception. I have, Bela Fleck, Sam Bush, Jerry Douglas, Amy Lou Harris, both Glenn Duncan and Stuart Duncan. I have Byron House on bass, Mark Cosgrove on guitar. Mark Johnson came in and played Clawhammer for one song. Ron Block, Rob Ikes. They're not really all that many people, but they're all terribly good.
Yeah, quite a lineup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was really lucky there. And it's all original songs, except for what I like to call a fun little romp up Katie Hill. Which for me was a little bit in the Monroe tradition of having an instrumental. Even though I'm just a rhythm player, it was nice for the boys to cut loose and pick one.
Yeah.
And it's nice to have that on the album.
Okay. And The Storm is, I understand you're going to be preparing to do radio service and promotional stuff here in the next few months.
That's right. Actually, it was released in Europe almost inadvertently by some DJs who had advanced copies to promote my tour. And they put it on the airplay charts way before I was ready for that. And I was told that was bad because you couldn't stay up there more than 2 months. But what happened with us was it just stayed on the charts for 7 months. And
wow.
We charted ahead of Bruce Springsteen all summer.
Wow.
So that was nice. It got some notice for bluegrass in the Americana world over there, which is really good. And I think it's positive for a lot of people. The American release, a few DJs who heard about it online asked for it and have featured it heavily, and it's kind of funny timing because they got it quite far in advance as well. But the release over here will be really February, I think.
Okay, great. And people will be able to visit your website to purchase this?
Yes, right now it's for sale on my website, and County Sales has it also. My website itself is a little bit of a pop stand right now with just the CDs and the cash registers, you know, but it's being rebuilt. And we'll have a beautiful website in a couple of months.
Okay, and what is that web address?
It's www.lizmeyer.com. And
okay.
The important part is spelling my last name correctly if you want to get there. It's M-E-Y-E-R.
Okay, great. Now, one of the things that you've mentioned in the process of talking about your CD and who you are is the fact that you live overseas.
Mm-hmm.
And that you're involved in the European bluegrass scene.
Yeah.
And we're here live this week at the IBMA's World of Bluegrass, but it won't be too awful long before the European World of Bluegrass will be happening.
That's right.
you know, share with our listeners here a little bit about what goes on at the European world of bluegrass.
I'll do that, and if you don't mind, we like to call it EWOB, which sounds like a cute little fuzzy creature, but it's not so long as European world of bluegrass, so it's easier. EWOB is really a 30-day series of events. It's many, many festivals across Europe, big and small concerts, and a lot of people put on special events, and it's in the bluegrass month of May every year.
Okay.
And this culminates in a 3-day festival that always takes place in Holland, in a cute little village called Forthausen, near the German border. It's quite centrally located for the Europeans, and we get, I guess, around 42 bands every year from 20-some countries, and we always have great American guests, too. But we get bluegrass from Ireland to Russia.
Wow.
It's very colorful. Everybody's very different. Some countries, or I should say some bands, play very Americanized style, and you wouldn't even notice that they're European except for their names. And others bring in a little influence and color from their own heritage, which sometimes is my favorite.
Right. Yeah, sure. Now, as I understand it, there are opportunities for American bands to go over and participate in EWOB.
That's right. For bands from really anywhere around the world are welcome, but the applications go till the end of November.
Okay.
And that's for May, so you have to plan ahead and then, you know, get through the screening process and book a little tour around it.
Okay.
But it's well worth doing. And we also produce an annual EWOB CD for people who won't be able to get to Holland and would like to see or hear some of the European bluegrass. We always have about 24 of the best tracks every year, and that's available through the organization or through my website. It's on Strictly Country Records every year. For EWOB information, you want to go to www.ebma.org, O-R-G. And the EBMA is the European Bluegrass Music Association, who sponsors this event every year.
Okay, great. So, that is where any American bands that were interested in filing an application to perform over there would find that on the...
That's right. And people interested in European
attending.
Vacation and visiting the festival and so on, yes, get all the information there.
Okay, great. Well, that sounds like an exciting month on the old continent there.
Thank you so much, Brent, for your hospitality.
Oh, thank you for being here. Well, that was my interview with Liz Meyer. We hope you all enjoyed it, and we'll see you next week on the Grasscast.
The Grasscast is provided by your friends at the Bluegrass Blog. Bluegrass news and information at the speed of, well, bluegrass. Check us out online at thebluegrassblog.com.